Blog Talk Radio.
Not a typical night for the show, but this is a special show, of course. Newly crowned Men in Business show. I've been thinking about creating a technology show, but I figured, you know, why not just go ahead and just make it general? And since I've been doing a show for the ladies called Women in Business, I figured I'd go ahead and do one for the guys. So tonight is the second show in a row on a Wednesday that I'm doing it. Not sure if that's going to be the typical night, but we will see. Tonight we will have someone I've known for many years, actually, now. Funny to say that when I think about it. He is another creative mind, as I had a guest last week, I should say, who's in the graphic design field, but he also has a niche in sports apparel. The name of that company is Dirty Culture. The name of his design company is called Mall Made Graphic. He's also the founder of a Facebook group that is gaining attention on the regional and national level called New Pack City. His name is Jamal Price, and he's going to be joining me tonight. Let's go ahead and introduce him to the audience right now. Good evening, Jamal. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good evening, Chris. I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you having me on tonight.
Not a problem, man. It's been a long time coming. So as I mentioned in the intro, everyone, this is Jamal, and again, I've known Jamal for, I would say it's been at least 4 years for sure, maybe longer. I was actually, I came across him the first time when I was living in Miami, Florida, and just, you know, bumping around on Facebook and just came across this one particular page in the sports realm. You know, I pull for the Atlanta Hawks, everybody knows that by now. And there was a page called Atlanta Hawks Nation. And that's how I was introduced to him initially. And a few years later, he created his own page. And that's how I really got to know him. And also, of course, going to games, things of that nature. So, again, it's been a long time coming for me to have Jamal on. So I'm really happy to have this opportunity. So first things first, Jamal. Oh, by the way, those who are listening, appreciate the support. If you want to call in and ask Jamal a question or show your support to Jamal, call in 646-652-4479, almost forgot. And please excuse the dog, I'm dog sitting this week somehow, didn't know I was going to be doing it. So he might bark for tonight, didn't know that was going to happen tonight. Jamal, let's get where we can kind of let the audience know about you a little bit on the personal side. Where are you from initially, and where you are now?
Right. Well, I'm from Macon, Georgia. That's about a town, I'd say about an hour and a half, depending on traffic, you know, from Atlanta, south of Atlanta, right in the heart of central Georgia. So that's where I'm from. Grew up here my whole life. Once I graduated high school, I actually went to college in Augusta. I went to Augusta Technical College. That is actually in East Georgia, right on the South Carolina border. So I went there for two and a half years and got my degree, and then moved back home. So I guess you could say outside of 2 years of my life, I've been born and bred here in Macon. I live in Jones County now, which is kind of like a suburb of Macon, but still technically Macon.
So just so we can get a little bit of a glimpse, what is now, because I've been to Macon a few times myself. But a lot of people probably wouldn't be that familiar with Macon other than it's, you know, the other side of Atlanta, a couple of hours. What would be one thing about Macon that people would either have known or heard about, recognized? Is there something that, local to Macon that, people would, kind of have an idea about, or at least would even be, interesting to them? You know, we're going to go to Macon because we want to see what?
Oh, man, absolutely. You know, Macon is well-renowned. You know, if anybody's familiar with Otis Redding, he's from down this way. And great, great soul singer, God rest his soul. But we have a very rich history in music, a lot of blues and those type of that genre of music kind of pretty much originated from down here. So we got a lot of history in regards to that, as well as just a lot of people recognize Macon now for, we have a Cherry Blossom Festival, which they have one in D.C., Washington, D.C., but we have a lot of people come down here for that during March. And also, too, Macon has really been well-recognized for our soul food restaurants. So if you're very much into soul food, we got a lot of places down here that you – yeah, man. So I know Thanksgiving's tomorrow, but – if you want to come get some good home cooking outside of Thanksgiving, Macon's a very good place to go. We got a lot of places that you would love to come eat down here.
Okay, I hear you. Isn't now, I might be mistaken, but isn't the Georgia, is it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there in Macon?
Well, we had the Georgia Music Hall of Fame here for about 15 years or so. And they moved that to Atlanta, but we do still have the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame down here. So that is downtown.
Okay, I knew it had
one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, at one point we had both of them. They were right next door to each other. But they moved the Music Hall of Fame, which is now like a doctor's office. And ironically, one of my doctors is in that building now. But the Sports Hall of Fame is still here, and I actually was able to go down there quite a few times when they have the inductions for every year. They have the enshrinements for new Hall of Fame members. And one year I was able to go down there and meet the likes of like Dale Ellis and I think a gentleman that coached for UGA in basketball. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's a nice building.
Didn't know that. I might have to take a little drive out there in a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
So, Jamal,
yeah,
now you had mentioned college. Exactly. You had mentioned college earlier. So, let me ask you just point blank, did that lead into anything in regards to your skills in regards to graphic design? Because I know also, because we're talking about men in business, of course, and I know you do, work secularly, but what I've always told people is that at a certain point, you want to be able to create something that's yours. So was it your time there in Augusta as far as college goes that gave you the skills and abilities as far as graphic design? Kind of give us an idea of how that started coming about for yourself.
Right. Well, I guess I can just kind of go back to when I was, before even I went to college. I can go back to when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. I took a very well liking of sports, and I started following sports, and growing up in Georgia, of course, I rooted for the home teams, and I liked drawing players. I wouldn't say that I was the best artist, but I felt like at the time for my skill level at an 8-year old, I felt like I was pretty decent. So I think the arts really drew my eye at that point, and I started drawing. I mean, Chris, you wouldn't believe it, man. I started drawing stadiums. I would really just take an eye to just certain things, and it would really catch my eye, and I would look at the details, and I would just draw. And yeah, I really got a liking into that. And when I graduated high school, I wasn't really into the logo part yet. Though, I did draw some logos, but I just knew that I wanted to do something with the arts. And so that's what I initially did. I went to college. My first year of college, I went to a college called Macon State College. Now, I think now it's called Middle Georgia College or Middle Georgia State or something like that. But I just took a regular art degree, art major. And I did that, and I got to looking, and the more I really got into it, I found that graphic design was something that I would really take a liking to. So I researched colleges, and I saw where Augusta Technical College had a actual major in graphic design. So I looked into it, and I felt, you know, the time was right for me to kind of step outside of comfort of home. And I went there for 2 years and got my associates in that, and it kind of took off. But I really, you know, the classes that I took, they really appealed to me, and I was able to learn a lot of the skills that I use even today. So it really was a big thing, a big point in my life at that point.
I know my previous guest last week, Marcus Hogan, shout out to Marcus, he had mentioned that there was a period of time where he had stopped drawing of any kind for almost like a decade before he decided to pick it back up to see if he could even do it anymore. And so when it's one of those deals where you never really have something that you really either enjoy doing or you feel you can do well really leave you. But there's sometimes, you know, there's gaps or whatnot. But then it's a matter of, okay, well, do you think you're good enough to actually earn money from it? So what was the transition for you to say, okay, because you kind of mentioned, you know, you weren't even really kind of thinking about logos at a certain point. But when did it click for you for the first time to say, you know what, Mall Made Graphics is coming? What was the history of that?
Right. Well, I'm kind of, my story in regards to that is kind of similar to Marcus's. You know, I had, when I left college, of course, you know, when you graduate college, you want to go into the workforce and you want to be able to do for yourself. So I, when I was in college, I worked for a t-shirt place, and I was able to kind of see firsthand the logo design and how to apply images to paper and product. And that really was the first light bulb that went off for me. And then I just thought to myself, I think I want to do this for a living. But life happens, and you you know, you have, sometimes you want to do things and things don't work out the way that you want them to work. So I applied for different positions in graphic design at different firms, and for whatever reason, I didn't get the job and I didn't get the position. So I went on to do something else. And I worked for a print shop for 8 years, and I kind of had some experience doing that, but I was more so on the production side, but I still had that fire for it. I did the print shop for 8 years, and that got bought out. The company got bought out. It was a small company. So from there, I went to work for Verizon. I worked in retail sales, and working there, you know, the hours are very weird. I mean, you can work any time from 8 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, depending on the need for the business. So at that time, and of course, you know, in between this time, I got married and had a child. Naturally, I just kind of just stopped doing my graphic design. I didn't really do it as much. And I kind of got away from it. As I was working in retail sales, I got a sense of business. I got a sense of how to market and how to talk to people. And it really helped me gain some of those skills that I really didn't have before. And I left Verizon 2 years ago, I want to say. Yeah, 2 years ago. I left Verizon, and I, because of work-life balance, I wanted to be able to be there for my son, his sports, and kind of be able to spend more time with my family. So I got more of a stable work-life balance. So I was able to be home more and be able to pick up those skills that I had. So this was really like a 5-6 year process where I was really not doing any graphic design. And about 2 years ago, I started New Pack City, and when I started the group, I said, you know what, if I'm going to have a group, I need to have a logo, and that was really the first thing that really clicked when I was able to start the group back. So I did a logo for New Pack City, and it was well-received for the most part, and I said, man, you know, this is something that I still have the skills for. I haven't done it in years, and I think that I can really do this. So MildMate Graphics came along last October, where I just wanted to find something that I could do that was not really going to take away from my work and not going to take away from my home, but something that I could do that I can enjoy and that I can provide a service for people that they need. A lot of people have businesses that they need logos and images and things of that nature. And it just kind of took off, man. I really I didn't expect it to be what it is today, but I'm glad that it did.
Yeah. And I mean, just for the audience, I've referred, Jamal to people that I know personally, and he's helped some people on that end because there's always a need. You would think, oh, well, there's a billion graphic designers out there, but all of them aren't good, or all of them don't have good customer service skills, or some of them don't price right. There's something called competition. So again, it's one of those deals where he mentioned how he used some of the skills there at Verizon that he didn't have initially to be able to better, present himself in regards to, sales, of course, but then just presentation, and he utilized those to, do what he needed to do, and he's reaping the benefits. So that's really cool as far as that goes. Now, of course, you have I don't know if I want to call it a spin-off, but you have Dirty Culture. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Yes, sir. So Dirty Culture was really a brainchild of mine that I really thought about, again, it's just taking elements of my life and jobs and experiences that I have. Like I mentioned before, when I was in college, I worked at a t-shirt place, and I saw firsthand how people present ideas and they want to have them applied to print. And I've seen online where a lot of people do custom t-shirts and they do different ideas and they put them on paper. The first t-shirt that I designed, funny enough, was the actual New Pack City t-shirt that once I created the group, I felt like the members that were in the group, I wanted them to have a sense of pride for what they represent. So that was really the first shirt that I did. I just took the logo that I did for New Pack City, and I got some t-shirts printed, and I think you actually got a shirt, and some of the other members got shirts, and that really was the first time that I was able to see something that I designed applied to something other than computer. So that was really encouraging for me. A lot of people liked it, and then I just saw where, okay, well, I can present other ideas and I can put those on print. And if people like those ideas, then that can turn into something special. And I think Dirty Culture, what it is just I have a passion for Georgia sports, and not only the Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta United, Georgia Bulldogs. I wanted to give something that people could represent when they go to games and they go to parties and go to tailgates. And I felt like Dirty Culture, the way that I came up with the name was, people always refer to us as the Dirty South. And now the big thing is culture. Everybody's talking about culture, do it for the culture. And that's how the name came about. It was really just a combination of we're representing the South, we're representing Georgia. It's a dirty culture. And the shirts that we design are representative of what we have here in Georgia, our sports and our culture and the things that we bring to the table.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the word culture, and I'm going to incorporate that in regards to what I talk about in regards to fans, especially lately, and probably know where I'm about to go with this, in regards to the city of Atlanta and our fan base and the perception that we have here. And so when you came out with the shirts and everything, and I remember the first time we all went to a game together. I remember when we did was it 2 years ago when we had our own little draft party. Dear Collins and everybody got drafted, right? That camaraderie goes a long way when you are really starting from the bottom and now you're here type of a deal. And that's the only way you can really feel, really, what's the word I'm looking for, intertwined with the team, is that you're willing to root for them whether or not they're losing or winning on the basis of having hope that one day they are going to win it all. There is no middle ground of saying, well, I'm gonna just wait until they win it, and then I'm going to be a fan. You see what I'm saying? And it's the most ludicrous thing. And it's like, you wonder why the city has this reputation with all of the sports teams, because we have teams winning this year, and you still don't support them. And so those shirts, you know, whether it be your UGA fan, you're a Hawks fan, Braves fan. I remember when the Braves got to the playoffs, and all of a sudden Dirty Culture came out with those Braves shirts. You know, got, you know, Acuna on there and just everything. And, you know, that's really, like, what it's all about. And like I said, I'm just really excited of how that's picked up for you and really taken off for sure. And I know, you know, come next year, you know, it's even going to be a bigger year for you.
Yeah, that's the goal, Chris. I want to be able to just be able to be more visible and give people a sense of pride. That's really my goal with Dirty Culture. I just want to give people a sense of pride. I see cities like Boston and Philadelphia, Cleveland, Chicago. They have so many fans that go to games, and they no matter what, if they're losing, or no matter if they're winning or indifferent, they are proud to be fans of that team and proud to be fans of that city. And I think there's a need for that in Atlanta and Georgia, because we have the fan base, but it's a matter of, like you're saying, are you going to be there through the thick and thin? And I think these shirts and this apparel is going to be representative of that. I mean, I want people to be proud to put on a Trae Young T-shirt. I want people to be proud to put on an Acuna shirt, or just a general T-shirt that represents Atlanta football or Atlanta soccer. I want people to be proud to go to different cities and states and put that apparel on and let them know that, hey, Atlanta is somewhere that you have to recognize Atlanta and Georgia for what we are. We're here. We're proud to be residents and citizens of this state, and we're not going to be ashamed of who we are. And that's why I created that.
It is. I mean, I went to New York, Atlanta Hawks shirt on. Go play basketball, Atlanta Hawks shirt on. You're like, why you got that shirt on? Why you think? You know, like, what are you questioning this for? You know what I'm saying? And that's how you have to, you got to be like that. Otherwise, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So that being said, let's transition, because it kind of falls into it, New Pack City.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little bit of the why, because there's still probably some who don't know, you know, what New Pack City is. So, like I said, I wanted to make sure that everybody gets an awareness of everything. Because, of course, at the end, we'll catch up everybody and let everybody know how they can find everything. But with New Pack City, it's on Facebook. You know, there's a billion pages on Facebook that's sports-related, and a many that are Atlanta-related. But what is yours about? What separates your page from others, do you think? And just give us a little bit of a history of that.
Yeah, absolutely. With New Pack City, of course, the name came from – actually, it's funny. So in 2015, when, you know, the Hawks won 60 games, they – actually, on Sports South, where they Mike Glenn and Jerome, I think, were doing the post game show, and they had a tweet of the week. So it was the time when we had four guys go to the All-Star game. Remember, we had, I think it was Al Horford, Millsap, Jeff Teague, and Kyle Korver, and they wanted someone to tweet. They were going to pick the best tweet of what should we call these four guys going to the All-Star game. That year, the All-Star game was in New York. So I got to thinking, I was like, man, I need to put something that's going to stand out, and I want my tweet to be read on TV. So I got to thinking, okay, we got four guys in the All-Star game. We're going to New York City, and we had just redone the Pac-Man logo, which is the Atlanta Hawks logo. We just brought it back. So I was like, New York City, New Pack City. So that's what I was. That was the genesis of the name. Some people pronounce it Pop because it's kind of like Tupac, but it's actually Pack, like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But that's where the name came from. And so this was about a year later. I was just kind of at a point where we got a lot of fans. We have a lot of passionate fans, and I wanted to create a group that, no disrespect to any other groups on Facebook, but I had already been kind of thinking about creating something where it's not only a page where people can come and talk about the games and talk about the players and whatnot, but something special where people can be proud to represent this team and be fans of this team. And so it was really a time where I felt like it was a new season, and I want people to be able to come to this group and feel free to talk about the team within reason. You know, of course, not be disrespectful to others and whatnot, but just somewhere where it's a really a community that is based upon true Hawks fans. And that was really the start of the group. And I invited a lot of people that I've met over the years in other groups and other walks of life. I have some personal friends that are in the group. And it's really grown into a special thing. I mean, you were there from day one, and it's really a good thing. I feel like we've had events, we've had draft parties and games, and we've met at just random events, and it's really been good to meet people in person that you've talked to online. So New Pack City is really like I guess if you want to be technical, it started about 3 or 4 years ago, but it's really, in the last 2 years, really grown to what it is today.
Yeah. And like I said, for people who don't know, you know, like I said, when I kind of gave you the initial timeline of when I, you know, first came across Jamal, I would say, yeah, right. I kind of did start then, you know, because, you know, we were both in one particular group, and, you know, we could kind of see that, okay, this is not going to probably work out. So I'm just saying. And, it was just the eventuality. I mean, myself, I know I'm too busy to even try to even pull it off. Definitely, I just felt that something had to give, and I'm glad that it did initially.
Right.
But like you said, it has grown. You know, we have different people of different communities within the group. We have parents of certain NBA players in the group, which is always exciting to have. Of course, the most widely known one is Anthony Prince. Shout out to Mr. Prince.
Right.
Father of Torian.
Yeah, shout out. Yes, sir.
So, again, it's a matter of, and you mentioned the word true Hawks fans. And unfortunately, you have to say it. You know, sometimes you would kind of try to hold off on saying it, not have a differentiation. You know, everybody wants to be a fan, but there is a separateness that you have to put there, because there are the casual, I'm going to just check the, you know, score on Braun SPN. ESPN for y'all who don't know that, and that's about it. But you have to be that person that says, you know what, I'm going to be a fan. I'm not going to be quote unquote ashamed to walk down the street with a Hawks jersey on and be able to explain who John Contract is. You see what I'm saying? You know, you got to be able to do that one day. You know, on the spot.
Right.
So, I think it's an exciting time. You know, of course, with the team, and so I guess we, you know, go a little bit into the sports realm, because again, you being the founder of New Pack City and being an Atlanta sports page. Now, also, folks, just to let you know, New Pack City is centered around the Hawks, but Jamal does have the availability to talk, to have us talk about other sports. So we talk about other sports in regards to Atlanta, though. Falcons, the Braves,
right.
Dream, things of that nature, okay? But, of course, the Hawks are front and center right now, and I'm not really sure what's going on. I don't know if the whole starting five got benched or something tonight, but it's just, I don't know. I'll talk about that. But let's talk about just the season as a whole in general with the new, you know, the new draft. And, you know, we were at the draft party together, and, you know, I always keep making the joke, if everybody knows, you know, I was going to go up to, at the time it was still Phillip, if we had got Triple J, right? And
right.
I was going to be mad, but then at the same time I said that I would have to support the pick because he's in a Hawks uniform, and I'm going to give him
right.
his 3 years like I've given everybody else, okay? But for whatever reason, people here in the city of Atlanta and Georgia and worldwide, before the Utah Summer League got started, there was just people who just didn't want to give Mr. Trae Young anything. And now you look at it, and it's like, you're really silly looking now, aren't you? So give me your perspective right now. You know, it's early in the season still, of course. But what are your thoughts in regards to just where we are now as a franchise to where we were?
Well, I think it's a total different look. If you've been a Hawks fan, you know, as long as we have, you know, we've been fans since 80s or 90s. I haven't seen this franchise operate as – I'll put it this way. I haven't seen this franchise operate on the business side as efficiently as they have in the last 2 years, because we have an owner that cares, that invests in the team, and we have a plan. Now, it's going to take some time for the plan to see its way through, but I'm just happy that now we finally have some structure as far as that's concerned, because we've never had stable ownership. We've never had stability in the front office, and the winning part is going to come. I'm not worried about that, but it's just fans got to be patient. You're going to have some growing pains just simply because we got a young team. But I see the development. I see the promise. And I just know that there's a plan. And that ensures me, that keeps me sleeping well at night when I think about this team. Because if we didn't have a plan, if we didn't have any structure at all, then we'd just be going through the same thing we've been going through for the last 30 years. But I see signs of promise. And I totally believe, Chris, that in 3 years we're going to be sitting here legit talking about championship aspiration. I don't know who's going to be here when that happens, but I do know that it's going to get a lot better than what it is now. And I see promise every night. We've had injuries. And, of course, we got a new coach, so that's going to take some time. And guys got to gel, but I do believe that we're really going to have a championship team here very soon.
I agree. Growing pains definitely come with a complete transition. I mentioned plenty of times now, you know, you need five things for a franchise to be successful at a certain point. You have to have, like you mentioned, the owner that actually cares about winning and the fans. You have to have management to make wise decisions over a period of time, not just one and done. You have to have a coach that's at least good, who could maybe be great. You have to have players that can be good, and at least a few of them be great over time. And then you have to have help over time.
Right.
And all of those things have to happen. You can't just have one or two or three. You have to have all of those to have sustainability. And like you said, the Hawks hadn't had that. All you got to do, and a lot of our Atlanta teams haven't had that. The Braves would be the closest to having that. And guess what? They do have a world championship, right? But now we do have an owner. We do have a general manager. It's open on Coach Loy right now because he's just getting started. But we know we have good players. We know that, right? And right now the health has affected this season starting off. It's going to get better. But we have something that we can hope for, where before it was just, you know, same old, same old. And at a certain point, you have to blow it up. We actually got a caller on the line, and it looks like it's from your neck of the woods, Jamal. Let's go ahead and bring this caller on to the show. Good evening, caller. Go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from.
What's up, Chris and Jamal? It's your boy, Marcus.
Hey, what's going on, Marcus?
Hey,
how you doing, brother?
You know I had to call in. There's Photographic Design on the line. EPC, baby.
Yes, sir, man. I was able to listen to your interview with Chris last week, man. Great, great story. And Marcus, I don't know if you know this, but along with you and Chris, man, you inspired me because your talent that you have shown over the last few years that I've been able to see and be showcased, rightfully so, that inspired me. I was telling Chris on the first part of the interview, man, that inspired me to get back into my talent and really showcase that, because you had the courage to do it, and that really helped me to get back into the game myself. So I appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you, man. Remember a couple of years ago, back in the day, it was only one Hawks page. It was Atlanta Hawks Nation. And then all of a sudden, like, that page was almost gone. I was like, man, I was sitting there thinking, like, what am I going to do now? Because most of my time on Facebook was on that page talking about Hawks stuff. And then I got a notification, hey, New Pack City. I was like, man, you got to be kidding me. You actually made a Facebook page. But you did it, and it took off. And now we got two pages, and I'm just, like,
Right.
Amazed, man. You did it, man. You actually gave a place for us because we thought we wasn't going to have a place for a little bit. And now we got two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
well,
I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I met both you guys on that page, and like I said, it wasn't any trying to be competition or anything like that. Like I said, it was something that I had been thinking about for years, and I didn't want to step on any toes or anything like that. And it was just when you have a business sense, and Chris, you have one, and Marcus, you have one, you know when it's time for you to step out on faith and do something that's some people might think is silly, but you know, but you believe in yourself. And I was listening to your interview, and Chris, I believe you said it. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. And that was just what I applied to New Pack City, and what I'm applying to what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I mean, you did it, man. Basically, I tell you, anybody want to start something, want to do something with their business or passion, whatever, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
You got to take a shot, man. You did it, bro.
Thank you.
All right, man.
I appreciate you calling in, Marcus. Love the support, man.
Nope. No problem, man. Love y'all,
guys.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
And that's just a little example, you know, folks, of what I was talking about earlier in regards to, you know, the camaraderie part of fandom when you're talking about community. You know, that's what it's all about right there. Is that you have people who want to support. I remember when I was doing Marcus's interview last week, I had Anthony Prince hit me up saying, man, listen to the show. It's great. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where he was at, but he hit me up to say he's listening. You see what I'm saying? You know, and I don't know if we were playing that night. I think he might have been watching the game for all I know. You see what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
So
yeah.
This is one of those deals where, you know, it's like that essence of, you know, true fans, you know what I'm saying? And then within that part of it, you're saying, well, we know who this person is. We know what they do. We want to support whatever avenues they're going down, whatever path they're trying to follow or whatnot, because we want them to do good too. So that's really cool. 646-652-4479, by the way. I hadn't called the number out in a minute, but you saw, hey, this does work, obviously. Jamal, one of the things like I said, a lot of people have been looking at as far as the future goes is, of course, we got free agency coming up. We got, you know, contracts that are going to end up expiring at a certain point. Within the next couple of minutes before we get off the show, because we're going to get back to, we've gone through a whole bunch of stuff, but just to finish up some sports, what do you think the Hawks are going to do since we do have a little money? We know we have some more draft picks. You know, we're looking at what our window is going to be in the Eastern Conference right now. What do you think they might do? Any surprises you think are coming?
Well, I think it all depends on what we look like this year. I think if we continue to show, Trae Young is, you know, he's as advertised, if not better, to me. You know, growing pains, but that comes with the territory. I think if we continue to show promise, John Collins, Torian Prince, namely, we're going to get a valuable free agent. And you have to, if you're going to win in this league, you have to compete. If you want to compete, you're going to have to get good free agents. Any team that has won a championship gets a solid free agent to contribute to what they already have. So I truly believe if we continue to show promise individually and collectively, we're going to get that free agent. As far as the draft, I mean, that all depends on where we finish. And I know there's a lot of fans, and I mean, I'm, you know, partially one of them, you know, that would like to see another top-tier draft pick be added to what we have. But I do want people to focus on what we have, and because the lottery is what it is, a lottery. I mean, you have a chance to win it, and you have more of a chance not to win it. So we can't be fixated on that. But I want us to just support these guys. Shout out to Torian Prince and shout out to Anthony Prince. I mean, A1 family. And we got to support these people because they want to be here and they want to be part of this culture. You know, that's the name culture that we talk about again. They want to be here. And so we got to let these people know that we want them to be here. I mean, longing for other players that we didn't get, or we're, you know, that's going to turn off our players when it comes time to leave via free agency. So we got to support them.
There you go.
And understand that you know what I mean? We got to understand that they're not perfect. And again, this is a young team. Rome wasn't built in a day. So we got to be patient and understand that this is going to take some time, but once it gets right, it's going to be well worth the wait.
Exactly. Chauncey, our man Chauncey has told me how patient I've been in trying to beat it into the heads of people that, you know, as far as, you know, what I've been saying for a long time is that, you know, yeah, I'll just give you the example again. 33-49, that record got the number one pick one year when the worst team had lost 67 games.
Right.
And that just happened in 2013. That was the Cleveland Cavaliers picking Andrew Wiggins. So, again, don't wish for the team to lose. If they lose, they lose. If they win, they win. Support either way and see what happens. But wishing them to lose, that's just never a good look. It's never a good look. And like you said, Orion Prince is one of our main cause. And if anyone listened to Mr. Prince's interview a couple of weeks ago, I think people would really kind of start thinking about the things that they say a little bit more. Just saying. 646-652-4479. So as we wrap up, Jamal, what would be one thing that you would suggest to someone who's wanting to pursue something that they think that they're good at and maybe they're hesitating? Right. Everyone has a different answer to that. What would yours be?
Mine would be just to make sure you have a good support system. I want to shout out my wife, Candace. I don't think she's listening right now. She's helping cook Thanksgiving, but I want to give her a shout out because she was really people that told me that, Jamal, you are good at designing logos. And I didn't believe it. I had done logos for people in the past and not really got it out there like that because I was afraid. So she was really one of the first people to tell me that you're talented and you have talent that people would like to utilize. So that would be my suggestion. Make sure you surround yourself with people. You're one of the first people that actually were to put my name out there and really refer me to clients. And I've gotten business from your referrals, so I appreciate that. The other thing is just always be your toughest critic. Always believe you can better yourself. I've done logos for people, and quite frankly, they didn't like it. They felt like it could have been better. And I didn't let that discourage me. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you know what? I felt like it was a good logo, but they didn't. And at the end of the day, the client is the one that's got to live with it. So I just let that motivate me. And I don't down myself. I know that everybody's not going to like what you do, but you've got to be your toughest critic, and you've got to understand that you always got to strive to be better than what you are. After I got that feedback on that one particular job, I did some research. I looked up better ways that I could do things design-wise, and I've applied them, and that's what I'm doing today. So I'm always looking to improve on what I can do. And I mean, lastly, I would just say, just don't be afraid. You know, if you feel like something is going to not work your way, then just keep going.
Let's see, what can I say? That's everything you said is pretty much picture perfect, Jamal. Before we go, I just want to let everybody know this is going to be the end of the live show. Going to catch the rest of this in the next 5 minutes or so. I just want to thank everyone who is listening to the live show on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Shout out to Jamal Price. Shout out to all again. We're going to be coming back right on the flip side. Don't go anywhere. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. good evening, everyone who are now listening to the podcast of IMTN Worldwide Radio. As we finish up our great interview with Mr. Jamal Price, the owner of Mall Made Graphics and Dirty Culture and New Pack City. Very astute young businessman coming out of Macon, Georgia. And he was telling everyone in regards to, you know, what you should be thinking about, what you should be doing, what you should be looking forward to as a potential business owner, and just being able to move forward with your goals, dreams, and aspirations, whatever they might be. And we were, you know, closing out the end of the show, but I wanted to make sure that everyone gets to find out how you can actually get in touch with Jamal on the different tangents in regards to whether or not you want to get some business done, in regards to logo design, whether or not you want to put something on your back or your head, as far as apparel. And, of course, if you want to kind of get into the spreading the nation like wildfire, New Pack City, Jamal, go ahead and give out your information in regards to all three.
Sure. First and foremost, Mall Make Graphics. I am on Instagram. That's Mall, M-A-A-L, Made Graphics, at Mall Made Graphics on Instagram. And I do have a website. That's www.mallmadegraphics.com. So you can catch me on there. I have all the information. And the pages are linked. So, you know, if you go to mallmadegraphics.com, I do have a link where you can look at what I do in regards to Dirty Culture with the T-shirts. And that does lead you to New Pack City if you want to follow that as well. New Pack City is at New Pack City on Instagram. And we do have a website for that too, at www.newpackcity.com. So everything is interlinked and connected. So that's something that I try to do, because I know some people may be interested in the graphics and may not be interested in the Hawks and vice versa. So I just want to be able to give people an option to do that. Dirty Culture right now is still connected to Mall Make Graphics. So if you want to look at the T-shirts, that's really through that website. But I'm hoping, Chris, that by the first of the year, I'm aiming for March to actually get a website dedicated for Dirty Culture. And that will have apparel and different types of things that you can wear to represent Georgia sports.
Wow, that'd be huge right there. And definitely, I know you're going to get the support. You know, you already have a fan base of your attire already. They're wearing it. I was at the State Farm Arena grand opening, and you had people just walking up the steps. I was sitting near the court, and it's like, hey, you know Jamal? I was like, yeah. So he saw the shirt. He had his shirt on. I was like, okay, I see. All right. So, and I was actually doing a live podcast at the time for my Spreaker page, by the way. Shout out to Spreaker. Yeah. Download the Spreaker app, folks. IMTN Worldwide Radio. Don't play games. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, random people that you would never normally run into and have a reason to run into, you do it because you're attached because of a T-shirt. Or, you know, or a hat or whatnot. And that was, like, really cool. And I posted it. Of course, instantly I did it, of course. You know, and I started asking, so who else is here? You know? What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
You know? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I appreciate you representing for New Pack City and just everything, man. Like I said, you give not only myself but people like Marcus and everybody a platform to showcase their talents, and I mean, that's big, because if we don't network and if we don't kind of wash each other's back, then nobody else will. So I really thank you for every time that you give me a platform to talk about what I do.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I try hard. That's technically why I created IMTN Worldwide Ride Radio initially years ago, was when I was still doing talent management, giving people a platform that normally wouldn't have it to talk about themselves. You know, and one of the biggest things, even Angel McCautry, who's been on my show before, said most people are not good about talking about themselves. And eventually you got to do it.
That's
you
right.
have to be that person. If you're not, what else? Who else will do it? You know, so you have to be that person to want to, you know, make it known that, hey, I have something. You need to check it out. You know, so, you know, that's why I wanted to be able to make sure that people have that. And that's why I'm still around now. So, no, I appreciate being able to help, man, for sure. So again, Jamal, man, it's been a great show, a great interview for sure, and I know that you're probably going to get some more business off of it. And definitely, hoping for some of the new Pac City members will share this show, listen to it. I know some of them were watching the game, but I think the game is kind of over now, so they'll be able to see, listen to the replay. I'll post it a little bit later. I know you'll share it and everything, but definitely appreciate your time, man. And guess what? When you do your clothing launch, you let me know. We'll try to pull off a live broadcast or something.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's the goal. I would like to eventually branch it out, and who knows, man, have a store one day. Who knows?
Exactly. Wow. All right, man. Well, until next time, man, you take care. Hopefully we'll get up for a game real soon, okay?
All right, Chris, man. I appreciate it, man. You have a good night.
You too, man. And ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap up our show as we finish our interview with Jamal Price. Again, he's a business owner. He's a family man. He's a husband. And he's doing big things. He's really putting his mark on his community there locally in Macon, but then also regionally and hopefully nationally very soon. You can find all of his information, again, between Mall Made Graphics, New Pac City, Dirty Culture Clothing. Go to mallmadegraphics.com and or newpaccity.com. Definitely follow the Facebook page, New Pac City. We can always use new members, especially if you're a Hawks fan. Come on. True Hawks fans, by the way. Come on now. And again, Mall Made Graphics, definitely he's a designer that definitely can get you the things that you need. So that being said, we're going to end the show on that note. I'm going to go find out what's going on with this Hawks game because I really do think they really benched the whole starting lineup from the minutes that I'm looking at. I got to find out what's going on, guys. But look, stay tuned for the next IMTN Worldwide Radio program. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio, on Twitter, IMTM Radio, and then definitely download the Spreaker app and become a follower of IMTN Worldwide Radio. Until next time, y'all take care.